Hey, listeners, we are back. Thanks for tuning back into the political portion of the podcast. Really appreciate that. As you all know, a couple of weeks ago on the pod, I discussed a family encounter that I had unexpectedly, and you know, I didn't really feel comfortable the way I handled it. But anyway, just to, you know, the new guests, they might not have heard about it. I was out of town visiting my uncle, my senior uncle. He's just about early stages of Alzheimer's, so I wanted to see him before, you know, because this disease can go, you know, it could go fast or it could go slow. Nobody knows. So, but anyway, I wanted to spend some time with him. I grew up with his son, my cousin. We lived in the neighborhood. So through our informative, you know, years, certainly high school days and everything. So we were really tight, so really close. But anyway, so I was sitting there with my aunt and, you know, we were just, you know, we were actually at the pool hanging out and then we were going to have dinner with my uncle. So my cousin called to say hi and, you know, just check in. And so she passed me the phone and, you know, he sounded a little bit bummed or whatnot, just wasn't, you know, his typical self. But anyway, I just kind of went with it and tried to be cheery. I was just my normal self. Anyway, he got dark. He got really dark and he's just started, you know, going into this spiel about woke and these, you know, effing woke people. It's ruining our culture and I'm the last of the man's man and you can't find a man like this. And I was like, whoa. I'm like, first of all, I'm like, what do you mean by woke? Before I like comment or say something, what do you mean by woke? What is that? You know, it was really, you know, off. I got caught off guard, you know, but I didn't want to respond until I knew exactly. I wasn't sure what he meant. I mean, in a general sense, I know what it means, but anyway, he got frustrated because I was asking him and I was like, just say it. What do you mean by that? You know? And he's like, I voted for fucking Trump, blah, blah, blah. He just goes off on this, like, I'm a Trumper. And I'm like, whoa. You know, I'm like, okay, you know, I mean, so then he got my nerve up, of course. So that's why I didn't handle it as well as I wanted to handle it. But, you know, when I went to my corner and he went to his corner and I was just, you know, swinging. I'm like, first of all, I'm like, when did you become a billionaire? Are you a billionaire? Is that why you like Trump? You want those tax cuts? But, you know, that's for the billionaires and blah, blah, blah. So we kind of engaged, you know, and then I went into the abortion issue with him and, you know, what they're doing, you know, they took the rights away and all this. And then I went into J6, January 6th. I mean, this is appalling. This is an insurrection. This is treason, you know, and just it was just horrific. And then finally, you know, my aunt's like trying to grab the phone and then she's like, okay, or he's like, okay, you know, cuz I love you. I'm sorry, whatever, you know. And it was just like, rah, you know, but it's just it was unbelievable. So come to find out, I'm like, so I started looking up woke, what's the origins of woke, and you know, that certainly came from slavery and just like, you know, enlightened people understanding the nature of the situation, the gravity of the situation. But
being empathetic to others.
Yeah.
You don't have to experience it. It's not just understanding and being considerate of others.
Exactly. No more than that. You don't need to take it anywhere else, but just, you know, just extending that olive branch and empathy. Exactly. And, you know, we just don't have that in our society right now with a lot of people, a lot of citizens, unfortunately, and we need to return back to civility in that regard. But anyway, I just, you know, I it seems like the right took over this word woke and turned it into this like super negative charged anti-liberal, you know, they own the word now. It's like, it's just, they have this whole vocabulary. Half the time you don't understand what they're talking about. It's just, it's really, and that's sad because we need to be communicating and solving some of our most pressing challenges as a society, as a, you know, as a human being. I mean, with climate and all these other things, and we're wasting all this time on, you know, just, I don't want to say nonsense, but I do want to say nonsense. Anyway, so, you know, I'd like to hear, you know, what you have to say in regards to experiences. And you know, it doesn't have to be family. It could be friends. And I know people who stop talking because of the different, you know, sides of the political spectrum, unfortunately. And it shouldn't be like that. But, you know, anyway, what's your experience with this?
You know, it's interesting because I went back to where I grew up in Midwest in Michigan a few weeks ago, and this topic has been very difficult for my family ever since. I'd probably say, I mean, during the Obama years, you know, I was riding on a high, obviously. Living in Chicago, I was in that Obama bubble. But then once Trump was elected, it really caused a lot of issues for myself and then within my family with my one sister. And so we discussed a little bit of politics and just our social differences, I should say. And, you know, I think a lot of us who know somebody, you know, we have this struggle with whatever you want to call it, a Trumper or a red hat or conservative in your life. You know, we all kind of have the same experiences. But what I found that we walked away from, both of us, is that the next day after we spoke about it all night, we both said, we're so frustrated, disappointed, and disgusted that we don't believe each other. We don't believe the information. If I were to say something to my sister, or when I did, there was a pause, and it was, well, I don't know if that's true. And then it was, well, where's she going to look for the information? And she doesn't trust the news source. She doesn't trust a way to confirm or deny that information. So that is a huge problem. Now, obviously, I believe that came from Trump. You know, it came from, you know, the beginning of his presidency with, you know, alternative facts, and when they disputed the actual size of, you know, people who were there for his inauguration, and they told us what we were seeing and experiencing wasn't true. So, and I put a lot of it towards that. But now with the emergence of AI and how they could doctor photos and videos and how do you find the truth? How do you, even when you want to, when you want to have a conversation with somebody who you don't agree with, how do you move forward? I don't know. I don't know the answer, but I know that, you know, I know that was the creation of this, the point of your podcast. So I thank you for doing this because we want to be able to get together and actually have a conversation. It used to just be, don't talk politics. Don't talk, you know, don't discuss religion, but that's not life. We need to talk about it. And so how do we do that? What source of information do we believe in? Yeah.
Deem as the source.
Where is it going to be? Is it going to be a school setting, education? Is that, well, are we going to draw the line there?
You can't have a debate if there's no reality around the facts. Like what is truth? What's not? So I'm totally fine with people that have a different opinion and mindset and all of it, but if you can't have any, if they don't believe what you're saying and vice versa, because there's no fact checking or blah, blah, it's very frustrating.
Yeah, you can't move anything.
You can't move. There's no debate.
There's no nothing.
It's just, you make up a story. You make up this. If they say that's not true and you can't prove it, but it is true, but they just won't. I mean, it's a
very, how do you prove the truth? I mean, if, and so I was thinking after we had this conversation, that night and then the next morning, I thought, okay, well, what if my sister and I were to take a class together, like a college class at a community college? And we would, even if it was just like modern American history or let's just say it was, science. I don't even care what it was. At what point, where's the line where she's going to not believe it?
Yeah.
Because she thinks everything is, you know, when I asked her how Trump did in the debate against Kamala, she wanted to say, well, he should have got some more zings in. He should have gone after her. And I was like, no. How do you think he did? Was he able to get his point across? Was he able to address his plan? Did he explain what he wants to do? And all it was he should have went after her more. I'm like, no, that's not what a debate is. A debate isn't making fun of somebody else. Yeah, it's not getting a zing in there. It's, was he able to convey what he wants to do, his truth, his plan? And she couldn't even, I don't think she could even see that that's what something that we were supposed, that we're supposed to be doing.
What is her education level?
You know, unfortunate. She went, graduated Michigan State University, just like myself. She worked, you know, in corporate America for a couple of years until she was, you know, started staying home with the kids. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
so this is not uneducated.
I want to hear that.
But you know what she is? But she's a woman of that I remember trying to figure out when Trump was elected. She's part of that group. She's part of that group where it's like you stand behind your man and you don't want to look. Mm-hmm. You no want your man to be like your
the
man
patriarchy.
Thinks. Yeah. And the man, she won't admit this, but it's like the man wants her to look a certain way. Mm-hmm. And she wants to fall into that.
Yeah.
Cause you know, there's other topics that we get into and she, even knowing that I'm gay, her sister, even that she still is down to the point of like, well, we have our difference of opinions. Like she doesn't even, it's like still with that, you know, like as if it's equality,
like
you know, that's saying,
choice, like
well, like, you know, like equality, they say it's like pie. It's not pie. If you give somebody more rights that you don't get less, it's not that chocolate pie. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm hoping there's some kind of answer. Maybe we figure it out.
Well,
here.
Let me ask you this. Are these her thoughts or are these dictated from her husband? Because you're giving a scene with the way you're telling
I think
me.
It's
you know
her,
what I mean? Is it just
I think it's,
blind?
There's plenty of women that just go with my husband.
Okay.
This
okay. No,
I've heard
it. I think it's that.
Okay. All right.
So no, I think it is that. I think it's, uh-huh. She'll say a lot
they
of things
rock
like
the boat.
Yeah,
she says a lot of things. I've heard or I've seen, and when I really dig, it comes down to you know it's Fox News or it's now X, but it's she multiplies it and it's just.
Yeah. I also think that those people that are in that middle America, where they. Politics hasn't hit them because they're not on the like we're mm-hmm. we're gay so like
yeah
politics hits us. I couldn't get married 20 years ago, right? I have children.
Your children,
my children. I couldn't get legal right. My name was not on the birth certificate. So there's things that other people just take for granted.
And they're not a marginalized group.
So fine. Every right we fight for, every like it means something.
Sure,
right?
Absolutely.
And so, but I think there's a lot of women educated. Like myself.
Like all of us, right?
Like all who don't worry about things because they've never had, the politics have never hit them.
Mm-hmm.
It's bliss.
It hasn't hit
you know?
Them
sure.
to the point where like, we need to think about this. So you know what? Guess what? Well, they need to think about it now. Like,
well, because you don't, when you don't.
You got to think about it now because women's rights, it's just.
Yeah. It's a four alarm fire here, man.
It is.
They don't think of it that way because it's like the man in the high castle when you don't. If you're if you're in a high enough position,
okay, all right,
you know,
I hear you. Okay, so I believe that, and I believe, like you said, there's a lot of women that just kind of are not in touch with politics. They're like, oh well, my husband has strong view. I'll just you know,
or they don't vote,
or they don't. Well, they
want to be in that position.
Or
the husband likes that they're.
But okay, so this is my hope is that there is a quiet. Woman's
right.
vote. Be just for this. They're not going to be talking there, but when they go in that voting booth and pull that lever or, you know, check that box.
It
yeah. It's like, I think you're going to, there's a large, quiet woman's vote
so.
That's going to come
so.
Through.
Absolutely.
And pull Vice President Harris over the finish line. That's kind of
absolutely.
What my thought is.
I hope so.
All
because
right.
there's many out there. They've had abortions in college. They've had that life. They know people, and I feel like it's glossed over. They hide it, whatever.
Oh
like,
yeah, they don't want to talk about that.
They don't talk
that.
About
no.
it. It doesn't affect them.
No. So it's and even that's disrespectful. It's like, You know, I'd like to see if, you know, they got a right taken away due to their bodily function. That's another topic for another time. So, well, thank you so much. We're going to continue to talk about this because it is in everybody's family, you know, friends. And the only way to get through that is to just talk about it. So we will stay on topic there. The next discussion, what I'd like to touch on and just get feedback from the guests, with the subject of transgender. I must admit for myself, it's not something, you know, that I'm really tuned into. I'm like live and let live. If it's, you know, if you're happy, you know, that's your search for happiness and your true self. I'm all about finding your true self. And if that's what you need and under the doctor's guidance and family and whatever, that's your own business. Go for it. But again, you know, not really, I haven't been tuned into the sensitivities of it. You know, I've been hearing, you know, like at the Olympics, you know, with the trans athletes, that was a really big issue there, you know, and I'm like, wow, this is bubbling up. And then the far right, I mean, this is like a serious issue. I mean, they are so worried about those bathrooms in the schools, you know, like letting, you know, transgender go in there. And then, you know, they're in an uproar about, you know, if a family seeks a doctor's advice and the kid should have an elective surgery, then again, once again, that's your personal decision. You know, you have control over your kid, your family. You know, you got to do what you got to do. I'm like, again, live and let live. I don't really think of it. But they go really on and on. They're like, oh my God, this kid is just a child. And how dare they? They're going to switch his sexuality. And, you know, maybe later in life, the guy's going to be, you know, they of course, it was in the man's situation. So there's all kind of, you know, and I'm just trying, again, I'm trying to see it from their perspective at like, why are they so in an uproar about this? But this is what it comes down to when you have a conversation, or at least I did with a family member, and this was the perspective. And again, looking at, you know, sources back to the truth, you know, on their feeds, their, you know, their TikTok, and, you know, this is where they're getting their information. And we all know that some of those can be really cesspools for really negative energy on that. But so anyway, so, and then, you know, the next, you know, level was this whole she, he, they, them, you know, that really, you know, again, for me, I'm like, I'm not really, you know, it doesn't really touch me, you know, on an everyday basis. If it does come up, I understand what it is and whatnot, but they really went off the deep end on that. I mean, it's just like, this was like a huge issue. I don't know. I don't know. Did we move too fast as a society? I mean, look how long it took the gays to finally get gay marriage. I'm not, you know, I'm going to probably get a lot of listener mail on this. Again, I'm just trying to talk about this and to learn from, you know, my guests, of course, and the listeners. But anyway, I kind of feel like I went off on a rant. Sorry about that. But I just, you know, I just want to hear what you guys like. What do you have to say about it?
Well, I think, and I could be completely wrong. I mean, I'm lesbian, you know, I mean, I grew up where it was straight or gay or bisexual, and bisexual was only a way to being gay, you know, it was like the precursor. I think it's just, you know, I've been to a few different cities or states that are, you know, they're swing. I mean, it's been Arizona. I went to Arizona, to Las Vegas and Nevada, and I was down in San Diego, even though it's for California or blue, but I noticed these ads and, you know, it was these huge, the words, they, them, you know, Kamala is for they, them, not you. And I was like, what is the big deal? And I think it's because it's so, it strikes like such like a like a, it's at the manly core, and it's so extreme in their minds that that's why they do it. Because really, again, it goes back to that pie. Like, why does it matter? Why does it matter so much? You know, and I always find it interesting is that, not saying everybody who's conservative or Republican is religious by any means, or I should say Christian, but I do feel like a lot of them are. And I find it very interesting because I couldn't feel further away from any kind of organized religion. Yet I care about all species, whether they're humans or animals or whatever it may be. And I find it interesting for those that quote the Bible the most, or my family members who go to church on a weekly basis, they're the ones who are not accepting of others. And it's just really about acceptance. It really comes down to that. Why does it really matter? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah. No, I don't understand either. Like, that's, to me,
just mind your own fucking business.
Who cares? Yeah. It doesn't affect you.
Mind your own business.
And the children, like, so my kids, 18 and 21, and since they're 10, 12 years ago, whatever grade, they're so open. Like, it's about, oh, this one is, they don't, the younger generation, which is beautiful, and I hope this stays this way, they don't care. They're like gender fluid. They're they, they're this, they're she, they're he. It's wonderful. It doesn't matter who you are. Like, that's the point of it. It's like, no one gets, you don't choose. Like, you are, like, you, whatever you feel. So the judgment that comes from adults and all these people, like, why does it matter? To your point, it's not taking away anyone's life. If someone says, if they were a she and now they're a he, why does that matter? And I met the most beautiful little child at one of my daughter's birthday parties, probably 5-year-old birthday party. And his name was Grayson, like my son, and now he's Grace. He was wearing a tutu, just like the rest of the girls. He was participating like just the rest of the girls. And his mother said to me, he's the happiest he's ever been. He's 5 years old. She's like, that's who he needs to be. That's him. That's Grace. I'm like, nothing better. She's like, he was unhappy. Like, you know, they dressed him as a boy. Of course, like, you know.
Of course, yeah.
He's 5 years old. He is now with a group of girls. And I'm like, that's the most beautiful thing.
Wow, you've seen that with your own eyes.
Seen it, no, lived it. It's, yes.
Reality.
All the time, yes.
What a beautiful story.
Yeah. And the fact that his name's Grayson, which is my son's Grayson, but he's now Grace.
He's now Grace.
Now Grace. He's wearing the tutu. They all have these tutus on. He was so happy, so beautiful. And she's like, he could express himself. Like, he's
wow.
Before he was just not that. So, like, you know what? You just want people to be happy. That's really what it is.
Live and let live.
Well, you know what's interesting?
Yeah, that's how I grew up. Live and let live.
You know what I find interesting?
What?
Which takes it to a whole other level, which I don't even know if this pod has enough room for it right now. But
what's that? What?
You know, the whole idea of genderfying anything, whether it's genderfying clothing or genderfying words, you know, tutu for us right here on this panel, we're going to say that's female. Girls would wear. And so if somebody wants to wear a tutu, that must mean that they are a female or they want to be a female.
Sure.
When in actuality, why do we even put gender on the tutu? And it just is a tutu. And whoever wears it, whether that's makeup or that's nails or that's certain words we use. And that's, I'm hoping we're able to see that in our life where things, once you remove the gender from things that shouldn't be genderfied, obviously it gets a little weird and our mind gets kind of a little bit thrown off, but really then you don't need to worry about anything else. There's nothing, because you're just yourself. And if you wear something or do something or like something, that's just you liked it. It doesn't define you. Eyeliner doesn't mean that you're a female or you're feminine or you're a lesbian or you're straight or you're girly. It just means you like your eyes look a certain way.
I didn't want to wear a dress when I was by age 4, and my parents were like, no problem. And I wanted to dress like my brother. I wore the football shirts, the baseball shirts, they got it. They were like, And of course, they didn't know I was gay then, but they're literally like, wear whatever you want to wear.
Which is amazing to have that and so progressive
back,
at your time.
We're talking way back.
Yeah, that was...
No, in the 60s.
Yeah, 100%.
And my mom's like, sure, baby, you go wear that. Wear that.
My mom tried to fight me with it, and I'm like, absolutely not wearing the dress. I am going and climbing
How old
trees
were you?
And playing baseball at the birthday party, so I cannot wear a dress.
How old were you when you started saying that?
I would have to be like 6 or 7.
And both of you, bravo for both of you, because that's...
I rejected it.
That's
like,
a time where people didn't support that.
It's not functional for me. You don't understand.
Hey, you were in your beginning stages of lesbianism, which is in fashion, function over fashion, baby.
Like the tomboy thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so it's interesting. My father, he passed away in 2019, but a couple years before that, he was saying, like, we talk because I have kids, like... So I was getting his advice on my kids and so forth. But he's like, you know, like, he's like, once he's like, you just said you didn't want to wear a dress. He just realized he's like, that was important that you don't wear the dress. He didn't know I was gay, but obviously I was 4 or 5. But he's like, I accepted that. He's like, then I realized like, that's just not you. So I never questioned it again. Like it was very much like.
Which is amazing.
She like, told you.
You know, like.
Yeah, you told
like,
them.
I told him like, and he was like.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful. And my mom being like, don't wear the dress. No need. Yeah. Which I don't think a lot of people have that.
I don't think a lot of people have that. And I, you know, we have society impacts us and our family impacts us. Traditions impact us.
But going back to the transgender and the movement through the society, do you think we pushed too far though? You know what I mean? It's like.
You could say that about everything. I mean, I think Obama pushed us, I think, a lot further than we expected.
In terms of what? I mean, in a lot of areas, but what
I think everything. I don't think it wasn't a big deal. I mean, even though I'm in Chicago. I loved Obama.
Well, we got gay marriage.
But I was like, oh my God, a black man. But then like, I don't think I realized how bad the white powerful man was not ready for that. Especially two
not
terms.
Not ready for
it
that.
Freaked out.
The whole progressiveness that came along with that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And not only was he was an intelligent black man, he was younger black man. He was like, it was a whole thing. And then they were like, wait, two terms of this? So the pendulum swung way too far to the left.
It's a backlash.
Right. And so.
For Obama.
Right. What's interesting is that my sister said to me, she believes that he started the race war. Not Trump, but that. Obama getting into office and pushing it in our face, which ironically is the same thing she says to me when I was to wear equality, marriage equality t-shirts. I was wearing those, which is like so crazy to think because we already have marriage. But I wore those back in, I think that was like, when I was at 2008, 2009. I wore it to our family reunion. I wore that t-shirt and she's like, you're pushing it. You're shoving it down our throats. And I'm like, all I'm doing is wearing a t-shirt, but that's, shoving it in your face, which they felt like Obama was because he was saying, hey, we're going to be equal.
Yeah.
You're going to be equal, black, white, whatever you are, you're going to be equal, gay, straight. That was shoving it.
Yeah.
So the trans, when you say, is it too far? How do you slow the progression down?
Yeah.
Because there's, you know what? There's a lot of kids who are younger than us who don't think that we're progressing enough. They don't think Kamala is progressive enough.
Yeah, no. Well, she's playing to the center to get.
But what are you going to, who's progressive enough? Because, you know.
I mean, I understand that a society, I mean, it's as a whole, it's hard to like move them, you know.
It is hard.
It's really hard. So.
We're in California. It's very, very hard.
Yeah, and we're in California.
And our vote doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I just think it's hard to understand the. Where I grew up in Vermont, the whole trans, it didn't, I don't know, none of it really mattered.
It was so
people
progressive
in high school
there.
That were cross-dressing, seriously, in high school, and it just never, in my family, there's never issues with, first of all, being gay, trans, or different. It's really hard for me to understand where the people come from, where they're,
it's bothering them so much.
I don't understand it. I can't.
So again, hear me out. It's like, So you used Obama, the backlash, which it's natural. So this transgender pushing the she, he, they, and just, you know, and then the athletes and, you know, the bathrooms.
Yeah, the bathrooms, I mean, it just and the really, athletes.
So, you know, the backlash to that, to transgender, is that they're like removing books from the right. children's library, from the public libraries in the schools.
Right.
They're removing the books.
And not I even mean, just trans, it's just, also removing.
Oh, no, it's removing, Catcher of the Rye.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Removing
it's
books
like Catcher
that question,
of the Rye. Oh, my God.
Don't teach the history of the horror
yeah,
of what we
slavery,
did.
Slavery, yeah. I mean, right. yeah, of the American, you know, the Civil War, man. I mean, it's like, so that's a serious backlash. So, and I do think people need to talk about it. I mean, because you have to understand, you know, I'm really trying really hard to understand that, you know, the how much it bothers them. It's just, I can't.
And why it bothers them.
I think, though, I feel like.
You know, yeah. I need to talk to one of them and
I
find
feel like
out,
more of its talking points,
is it
so.
Gay? Is it just the God, you know, like religion? I'm sure that, I assume that it's all religious-based.
I think it's the outrage. It's something that they could unite everybody on and get people activated. It's that red, and they want that red meat to throw to the base that makes them outraged. And who doesn't want to yell and scream at some that they think is like, oh, some, you know, they're going to say like tranny, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, emasculated man or whatever, some, you know, butch in their mind, female that they could make. It.
Yeah. That's what I don't like. It's always a talk. I feel like there's fear of like the unknown for those people. So it's like immigrants, people are different, people of different color, people are gay, trans. They're just aren't accepting of anything different. All they know, they grew up in the same place, they live in the same place, and they don't want anything to change and that this is how it should be.
And it's too much.
There's and then you've got people coming from different countries, you have people who are It's a sad fact that they just, they're scared. And then Trump just feeds that.
The fear.
It's fear of everything. There's no validity to any, there's no truth to it. No drag queen is going to take your job. That's not, your child is not going to be like, I now want to be gay because I
want to be a drag queen.
I want to be a drag queen.
But the thing is, it's a tale as old as time, you know, it's the playbook of Hitler, which he got the playbook from America with blacks, is you always put down somebody else. And no matter how low you are and how poor you are and how bad you have it, you blame it on someone else, whether it was the Jews, the dirty Jews, or it's the black people.
I'm Irish.
And you know,
all of us are
from that. Yeah. But if you can be in a horrible position, but there's always somebody who has it worse. And opposed to being those same people who go to church on Sunday and helping out that leper or that unemployed person, they're the first ones to point out. They're dirty and nasty, and they have 14 kids on welfare, but don't have an abortion, but don't take care of them.
All right, people. I'm reeling you guys in here. Any final thoughts or predictions before we say goodbye and sign off until next week?
Final thoughts are, like, just think positive. Like, everyone should be themselves and... It's beautiful.
Embrace yourself.
Embrace yourself. Be who you are. Yeah. That's all.
That sounds great.
All right. Well, thank you, listeners. Thank you to my guests. I'm so happy you could help out, and we had some fun. Until next time.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.